within the past 2 months to make sure that the reprisal attacks that started after the swearing in of President Nana Akufo-Addo, we brought it under control with assistance of the police. What happened is very unfortunate. As a member of parliament, I'm very, very worried.
Is it linked to the NDC MPP incident?
Yeah. Anybody will tell you it's not linked. The person, it's all born out for the fact that people are determined to drive some people out of the community, take over people's shops, take over people's rooms and things. And that's exactly what is happening.
Will you suggest that maybe a curfew be imposed in the meantime?
There are so many people in that community after the election brandishing weapons, so assault rifles and weapons. Seriously, you don't know where they got them from. You see people sitting on motorbikes, 20, 30 of them, riding and shooting into the skies and the air with impunity. And so these things, when you allow it to fester, becomes uncontrollable. And that's where I expect the police to do random checks in the area, to be patrolling the community.
But is it easy to patrol Old Fadama?
It's very difficult. It's very difficult to patrol Old Fadama. It's not easy. And that one I will give it to the police. It's not easy. But then it takes a determined group of people to be able to do it. Because that place is like a labyrinth. Sometimes you start, you don't know where you end up. So it will demand a careful analysis of the situation in the area. That place should be declared a whole security area.